My name is Bex Woodsford. I work for Green City Whole Foods. We're involved in GM-free Scotland, so it's anti-genetic modified food campaign in Scotland and the rest of England. The big issue at the moment is there's a public inquiry supposed to be happening about whether or not they will allow commercial growing of GM foods. It's supposed to be an open public inquiry, but there's only one meeting in Scotland. There's only 175 tickets for the whole of Scotland. There will be a demo on Tuesday night. We're meeting at the Quality Hotel in Glasgow at 5 o'clock, and we'll create as much of a noise as we can. We have tried to get tickets. We've applied for tickets. They haven't sent them through yet, so we don't know yet whether we'll be able to be actually involved in the debate or not.
Why trying to avoid GM food?
There's lots of reasons, from environmental reasons. The fact that once genetically modified material is in the environment, it's there forever. We still don't really know what the long-term effects of that will be. There's been various things tried in the past which have had unforeseen side effects, which have been bad. Things like at one point they put a gene from Brazil nuts into soya beans, and people who ate the soya beans who had nut allergies were also allergic to the soya beans. They didn't foresee that. Various other things like that, health reasons. It's basically, once we let this stuff out into the environment, we don't know what effect it will have and we can't get it back.
It is said that GM would help, like, usually the poor and people who don't have much food yet, but it is mainly going to profit one big firm, Monsanto?
Yes, there's five companies that totally dominate the biotechnology, genetically modified food industry, and Monsanto is the biggest. And because they can patent all these GM foods, they will make money out of them. Farmers will no longer be, they won't be allowed to save seed from year to year. They'll have to buy the seed each year. They can be prosecuted for growing genetically modified seed without a license from the company. So it won't help poor farmers at all. It will make the situation worse.
The last GM field in Scotland was destroyed several weeks ago. Can you tell me anything about that?
They took three people to court in Fife over that, and they all got let off last week, so that's good news.